within Europe. What are, again, the sort of boycotts and sanctions that you think are really important?
Yes, very important. And the first thing we should do, the first thing that we expect should be done, is to ask, raise the question, why the EU association agreement with Israel is still functioning. This agreement says that any country that has this privilege of being privileged by the European Union must respect human rights. Israel has signed an agreement which says that the EU association agreement will be functional as long as Israel respects human rights. There is nobody in the world, I think, who has some rational thinking can deny that Israel is now the greatest, is the place where the worst type of violation of human rights is taking place. The International Court of Justice, the highest structure of law in the world, has said very clearly in its resolution in July that Israel is violating the international law, Israel is violating international humanitarian law, Israel is violating the Fourth Geneva Convention, Israel is violating all international laws when it's building their wall inside the occupied territories. It said that occupation is illegal, annexation of land is illegal, Israeli illegal settlements are illegal, and it's clear. What do you need more? A very clear ruling, then Israel is really violating the EU association agreement. Then how could it continue? And that's our demand to European parliamentarians. They should demand immediate session, to cease immediately, since immediate cessation. They should demand immediate cessation of the EU association agreement with Israel. And, you know, do not need to take much pressure like in the case of South Africa, because I think the psychological effect of this will be very tremendous, will have tremendous effect, sorry. And I think that can help the cause of peace for both people a great deal.
Some people will argue that calling for sanctions and boycotts actually harms the people within the country. So why are you actually...
Israel?
Yeah, well, no, the Palestinians...
Well, you know, Palestinians themselves? Yeah. We cannot be harmed more. They've already destroyed our infrastructure. More than $1 billion worth of infrastructure has been destroyed. 72% of us live below the line of poverty already. Almost 70% are unemployed. Women are giving birth at checkpoints. 55 women had to give birth at checkpoints. One-third of them lost their babies. We have hundreds and hundreds of people who are unable to receive medical care. We have thousands of people in prisons. We have 763 checkpoints that make it impossible to travel from one city to another. It's a disaster. How could we be harmed? I think the harm is there already.